The next topic that relates to tonalities has everything to do with rhythm and tone of voice. The first thing I want to look at is to create a trance rhythm. Now, whenever you listen to music, you find that it alters your state of consciousness because the music, the rhythm, sucks you in. In the same way, you can begin to speak in a certain rhythm. And that rhythm begins to change the way that you are perceived by another person. So by changing rhythms, you can actually give people an indication of when it's time to be in a trance and when it's time to be outside of a trance. So a simple way to practice this is to go ahead and just begin clapping on your own thighs. Your left hand on your left thigh, your right hand on your right thigh. And begin to clap out a rhythm of four beats. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. And as you maintain that rhythm, building that rhythm over and over again, just do that for a while until you get physically used to it. And actually move your body with it. Get the rhythm to be inside your body, not just inside your mind. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Move your body as you begin to build this rhythm. And then as you build this rhythm, you can begin to talk around the very same rhythm. And even though I'm varying the pattern of my speech, I'm still following the same rhythm, which is inside my head, and more importantly, which is inside my body. And this rhythm can begin to become more compelling because it has a kind of music behind it. Now, you can actually experiment with different kinds of rhythms. You can experiment with a 4-beat, a 3-beat, a 2-beat. You can experiment with all sorts of different things. If you're a drummer, you'll already be great at this. If you're not, feel free to go to a drumming workshop and learn something of it, or just do the simple hand clapping drill to build that internal clock, that internal awareness of rhythm. Now, for those of you who want to have a really elegant example of rhythm being used in normal communication to make it a really beautiful sound that people just find compelling to listen to, go and see the French film Cyrano de Bergerac, the version with Depardieu in it. Now, remember, this came out in the 80s, and the first time I saw it, I was mesmerized by the language, and I thought, wow, French really is a beautiful language. And it wasn't until I watched it 2 or 3 times that I suddenly realized what made this such a compelling sound. You see, the whole film is based on a play, and the play was written in rhyming couplets, which means there is a certain rhythm built into the language. And they were speaking in such a way that you didn't quite realize that they were speaking in poetic rhythms. But the rhythms came out nonetheless, and a very, very powerful effect on the audience. So to get a similarly powerful effect, really practice getting these internal rhythms built in. So you have different rhythms for different things. A slow rhythm for quieter times, a faster rhythm for more exciting times, a rhythm for learning, and a rhythm for other things that you're doing as well. Practice these physically, so do the clapping and move your body, because once your body understands it, once your body feels the rhythm, it'll be so much easier to just talk and let go and allow your voice to just catch up to the rhythms that are already playing inside your own mind.